For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump says if Democrats come to the table, they could quickly make a deal on immigration. But Ohio GOP Congressman Jim Jordan told Face the Nation that Trump was elected for his policies.
The mandate from the 2016 election was real clear. The American people made Donald Trump president, made Republicans the majority in the House and the Senate to build the border security wall, stop chain migration, end the sanctuary city policy, reform our asylum laws.
On CNN, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders suggested the president isn't a reliable partner on immigration reform.
The problem we have is we have a president who's not serious about policy, a president who lies every single day, a president who told us that he couldn't do anything about ripping children from the arms of their mothers that had to be in Congress, and then 2 days later he passed an executive order.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Women in Saudi Arabia are now able to drive, USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Minutes after the ban on women driving ends in the kingdom, this woman yells to a reporter, Saudi Arabia having been the last country in the world with a ban on female drivers, lifting it as part of a series of changes championed by Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, who's been pushing hard to diversify the nation's economy and bring on social reforms. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump says countries that don't remove trade barriers to U.S. exports will be met with, quote, more than reciprocity. GOP Senator Bob Corker told CBS's Face the Nation the president may be overstepping with his tariffs policy.
Once he completes negotiations on tariffs, he should bring it to Congress. It's our responsibility. By the way, tariff is a tax on Americans.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There's no end in sight to a major fire in California. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
At last report, the Pawnee Fire in Northern California was 0% contained. CAL FIRE Battalion Chief Jonathan Cox says at least 700 homes have been evacuated.
We're looking at steep slopes. We're looking at brush and grass, a little bit of timber. And then we have that interface of the wild and urban interface where homes are actually built in these areas that are highly susceptible, and we're seeing right now the fire come through.
The blaze started Saturday afternoon and within hours spread over 1,000 acres of Lake County, burning at least a dozen structures. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
There's a new number one at the box office.
Do these animals deserve the same protections given to other species? Or should they just be left to die?
Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom is the number one movie in North America, earning $150 million during its opening weekend. And coming in at second place, last week's record breaker from Disney.
We need to change people's perceptions about superheroes, and Elastigirl is our best play.
Better than me?
The Incredibles 2 at number 2 with $81 million. Followed by Ocean's 8 at number 3 with $11 million, Tag at number 4 with $8 million, and number 5 is Deadpool 2 with $5 million. For USA Radio News,